It's Radio Munson on WGLT Normal. Of Woody Herman with his great band circa 1965 and Get Me to the Church on Time. Nat Pierce, his piano player, made that arrangement for Woody. And that was Gary Klein on tenor saxophone. And of course, Woody Herman playing clarinet. On Radio Munson, hour number two, this is Michael Bublé.
Call me irresponsible, call me unreliable, a throw-in, undependable too. I do my foolish alibis, a bore you. Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. So calm, unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. A rainbow I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable, but undeniably true. But I'm irresponsible. madly mad for you. To my foolish alibi for you, girl, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me that I'm so impractical. Rainbow. I'm inclined to pursue. Go ahead, call me irresponsible. Your sign unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad.
Michael Bublé, David Foster's arrangement on Radio Munson. Here's a gem from 1936 from Billie Holiday with pianist Teddy Wilson's band, featuring Ben Webster on tenor saxophone and Jonah Jones on trumpet. Thank you. That's Billie Holiday. She was at her best in 1936 when she recorded Pennies from Heaven with pianist Teddy Wilson and his band. Did I mention Benny Goodman was playing clarinet in Teddy's band, just as Teddy played piano in Benny's band? Here on Radio Munson, here's a recording that one writer said is perhaps the most precious 3 minutes to come out of the great swing era. It's Eddie Sauter's arrangement for Red Norvo's orchestra of Irving Berlin's song called Remember, and it features Red Norvo playing the xylophone. Great bands of the mid-1930s that is underappreciated today, Red Norvo had that band, and a lot of the credit goes to the arranger, Eddie Sauter. He was the Sauter of the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra a little bit later on, and he arranged Irving Berlin's song, Remember, You Forgot to Remember. Red Norvo was playing xylophone still, and he later on played the vibraphone. But he was well known as an instrumentalist, but also a great band leader. Speaking of great band leaders, here on Radio Munson, we're going to play something by Terry Gibbs and his Dream Band from 1959 at the Seville Club in Hollywood. It's their version of Opus 1, and it features Terry Gibbs not only playing vibes, but also playing piano using just his index fingers, much like Lionel Hampton did on our show a week ago. Here's a recording session from 1956 by Nat King Cole, Nat had his usual trio, brought in a drummer, augmented his usual trio with a drummer. And he did an album with four different guest soloists, Harry Sweets Edison, Juan Tizol, and Stuff Smith, the jazz violinist, and Willie Smith, the alto saxophonist. Called them the After Midnight Sessions. Nat had been recording in front of great big string orchestras and great big bands, and went back to his roots in 1956, playing with a small combo again. And the song he did with Willie Smith, playing alto, was this one.
Who had the girls turning handsprings? Crazy to love him, claimed he. Who could so misunderstand things? You're looking at me. Who was so sure of his conquest? Sure as a human could be. Who wound up losing the contest? You're looking at me. You're looking at me. Where is that boy who was certain his charms couldn't fail? Where is that boy who believed every word of this ridiculous tale? Who was so childishly flattered, thought he'd swept her off her feet? Who woke to find his dream shattered? Might I repeat? Might I repeat for you? Needn't strain your eyes to see what I want you to see. That's right. You're looking at me. Certain his charms couldn't fail. Where is that boy who believed every word of this ridiculous tale? Who was so childishly flattered, thought he'd swept her off her feet? Who woke to find his dream shattered? Might I repeat? Might I repeat for you? Needn't strain your eyes to see what I want you to see. That's right. You're looking at me.
One, two, three, four.
Opus 1, Terry Gibbs and his Dream Band from the Seville in Hollywood, California, 1959. Terry Gibbs doing double duty, actually by playing the vibes and then playing the piano with the index fingers of each of his hands, mallet style, on Radio Munson. That was Joe Maney doing an alto saxophone solo a little bit earlier on, and Bob Ennebolson playing the valve trombone solo here on Radio Munson. Marty Paich did that arrangement. Marty Paich, in fact, did this arrangement, brought in his Dectet, featuring Mel Lewis on drums, as Mel was featured on Terry Gibbs' band just prior to this. And the vocalist is Sammy Davis Jr.
Packed up all my cares and woe, here I go swinging low. Bye-bye, little blackbird, where somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, so is she. Bye-bye, blackbird, no one here can love and understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light, I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Pack up all my cares and woe, here I go singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird, where somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, so is she. Blackbird, make my bed and light the light, I will arrive a little late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Bird, bye-bye. One more time. Blackbird, bye-bye.
Joe Mondragon laying down the bass line for Sammy Davis Jr. with a Marty Paich arrangement. Here on GLT.
Bum ba do ba do da ba ba do da bum ba do ba do da ba ba do da dum ba do ba do da ba ba do da.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain of sunshine.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, oh, get 'em, how'd they get so little? Oh gosh, oh, get 'em, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Put my cheaters on.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers?
Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize, yes. Where'd you get those eyes? Da do da do do da do 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 do. Those eyes, da na da do da da do da da.
Pupini Sisters and Johnny Mercer's lyric to Jeepers Creepers here on Radio Munson from Bloomington Normal this evening on GLT. I'm glad you're along wherever you're listening this evening. The first jazz tenor saxophonist of any import was Coleman Hawkins. A lot of people called him Hawk, but quite a few of them called him Bean. And just a few years ago, saxophonist Bob Wilbur got a quartet of saxophonists together to do a commemorative album to Coleman Hawkins. And the name of the album was Bean. The guys are all playing tenor saxophones, Bob Wilbur, Harry Allen, Auntie Sapilla, and the British saxophonist Tommy Whittle. Here's their version of Avalon.
Thank you.
That's Avalon, done by Bob Wilbur and three of his saxophone playing pals, Harry Allen, Andy Sapilla, and Tommy Whittle from Great Britain on Radio Munson. We're going to introduce you to that Big Butter and Egg Man in just a few minutes. Compliments of Bill Allred and his classic jazz band. Here's Peter Nero playing piano with Marty Gold's arrangement. Listen up, you Big Butter and Egg Men.
Sitting right here. She wants a great big butter and egg man from way out in the west. She gets so tired of dancing all night, just wants somebody to hold her tight. She said fancy clothes have never been mine. You just wait, that old sun is gonna shine. And now she wants a great big butter and egg man. Ain't some big butter and egg man sitting right here.
Bill Aldrin's classic jazz band with Big Butter and Egg Man, and Bill and John, father and son, both playing trombones, and Jay Mueller getting a real workout playing the tuba here on Radio Munson. Nobody would have known what a Big Butter and Egg Man was had it not been for Mary Louise Guinan, who came from Waco, Texas. So they called her Texas, Texas Guinan. She went to New York and became one of the first female MCs. And when Prohibition started, about the time that she got there, she opened a speakeasy called the 300 Club, which was on 54th Street in Midtown Manhattan. That was in 1920. And her club became famous for its troupe of 40 scantily clad fan dancers and for Texas Guinan's distinctive brassiness, which made her pretty much a celebrity in New York. She was arrested several times during Prohibition, always claimed that her patrons had brought their own liquor in with them, and also insisted that the club was so small that the girls had to dance close to the customers. George Gershwin was a frequent hangout. Gershwin often played impromptu piano for the guests, who almost all were wealthy, the Vanderbilts, Whitneys, Chryslers, and a lot of celebrities like Gloria Swanson and Mae West and Al Jolson and Clara Bow and Irving Berlin. Rudolph Valentino showed up in the 300 Club from time to time. Guinan was credited with coining a number of phrases. She referred to her rich patrons as butter and egg men, and she often demanded of the crowd that the audience give the little ladies a great big hand. And she traditionally greeted her patrons by hollering out, "Hello, suckers!" Texas Guinan, she was bigger than life. She died after contracting a bacterial disease when she was at the Congress Hotel in Chicago, and she had not yet reached her 30th birthday. It was a month before Prohibition ended. Prohibition, Texas Guinan, they go together. To quote an old Dave Frischberg line, "Is it possible to be nostalgic for a time and place one never even knew?" I think the answer is yes.
Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon, and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Thanks for reminding me of rainy afternoons, swinging Harlem tunes, and motor trips, and burning lips, and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun, and no harm done. So thanks for the memory of summers at the shore, nights in Singapore. You may have been a headache, but you never were a bore. I thank you so much. With the smart set, so I guess that we were smart. I thank you so much. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing. Now I wonder if we did the right thing. No doubt we did, of course we did. So the memory, and strictly entrenou, darling, how are you, and how are all the little dreams that never did come true, awfully glad I met you, cheerio and toodaloo, and thank you.
That's Rod Stewart here on Radio Munson. Well, the memories, we thank you for the memories, but are the memories real? Or are the memories just something that we had imagined, being Big Butter and Egg Men, throwing money around? After all, the future was unlimited. It was the 1920s.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The skies are sunny. Old man depression, you are through. You done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling along. See a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it. Let's lend it. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling.
Rosie Clooney with the Nelson Riddle arrangement, and Tommy Newsom playing tenor saxophone. That was Gary Foster on alto. Well, life is a dream. It's real, but we are allowed to dream along with it, to sort of complement, supplement what is real, augment, as it were. The Mills Brothers certainly believed in dreaming.
I had a dream, dear. You had one, too. Mine was the best dream. It was of you. Come, sweetheart, tell me now.
Boy, the world has to be worth saving when it has beautiful things like the harmonies of the Mills Brothers, doesn't it? It's a wonderful world. As a matter of fact, It's a Wonderful World is the title of the song that we'll go out with this evening on Radio Munson. Sammy Nestico's arrangement with Ron Stout playing his horn, and that was Pete Jolly playing piano. An NPR News update comes at the top of the hour on WGLT Normal. Listener supported. Thank you very much. I'll see you next Thursday night with another edition of Radio Munson. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.